Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wapshaw coming to you after the Vikings wild card round loss to the Seattle Seahawks. A tough one to take, but it's time to move on. We begin the process with some of your questions. Let's get right to it. Our first one comes from Paul. Why did the coaches run out the clock before halftime with over a minute remaining and one timeout? Well, if you remember, at that stage of the game, the Vikings were leading 3-0. It was hard for either offense to get anything going. The defenses were playing great. I think with the ball at your own 9-yard line, there's a higher chance that something bad's going to happen and you may give up that lead right before halftime and ruin some of the momentum. So I think the Vikings did the right thing by kneeling on the ball and getting into the locker room with a lead. David in California has the next question. I think a problem is our inability to score touchdowns instead of field goals. How can we improve in this area? Well, the Vikings had more field goals than touchdowns this season, so I agree with David that red zone offense specifically is an area that can improve for the Vikings in 2016. If you look at all the teams remaining in the playoffs, only one of them was worse than the Vikings in red zone offense, the Denver Broncos. How do you improve in this? Well, I think you get more explosive so that you can score from 20 and 30 yards out. And then once you get inside the red zone, it just comes down to execution. Trent in Cold Spring, Minnesota, with the next question. Is it time to move on from Adrian and give the keys to the offense to Teddy? No, I definitely do not think it's time to move on from Adrian. He's the heart and soul of our offense. But I think it's not about who has the keys to the offense, whether you're featuring the run or the pass. I think the key is to be good at doing both so that when the game calls for it, you can do whatever it takes to win the game. You want to have a balanced offense that when the defense overplays the run, you can throw it. And then when the defense gives you the opportunity to run the ball with Adrian, you can do that too. Offensive balance is the key. That's what the Vikings will be working toward this offseason. Our next question comes from Gary. Can you give us an update on Lodeholt and Sullivan? Can we expect them back as good as ever next year? Well, both guys have been around the facility lately, working hard, rehabbing their injuries. Knowing them, they're going to be ready to go for the 2016 season. But what can you expect? Well, that's up in the air. With injuries, you never expect anything. You never know what's going to happen, and everyone heals differently. But those two guys are tough, and they're hard workers, so I expect them back in 2016. Ian has the next question. I would presume the Vikings will be looking for a kicker in the draft plus more blockers for Teddy. One for two. Blair's our guy. He did miss a big field goal in the playoffs, but he did a lot of good things for the Vikings this season. He made more field goals than any other kicker in the NFL in 2015. He also made three big kicks in that playoff game to get us to where we were at the end of the game. So the team has all the confidence in the world in Blair. I expect he'll be back. But I would not be surprised to see the Vikings address the offensive line this offseason. A lot of those guys played well. Matt Khalil had a great bounce back season. And how about Joe Berger stepping in for John Sullivan? He played really well. Mike Harris was solid. So that group, all five guys played in all 16 games. So there's something to build upon there. But I wouldn't be surprised if the offensive line is addressed in the offseason. The last question comes from Jason. Do you see a good percentage of the players returning for 2016, and what additions will be needed to progress forward? Well, on average, NFL teams see about a third of their roster change from one season to the next. The Vikings might be right around that number, maybe a little bit under that number given how young they are. Look at the great young players we have. Trey Waynes, Danielle Hunter, Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, Jerick McKinnon, those guys are playing great. Stephon Diggs. So I don't know that the Vikings will have a ton of turnover. In terms of where can you improve, I think you look to improve in every area of the roster. That's how you get from staying the same to getting better. No one should be satisfied, and no one should feel that their job is going to be handed to them. Everyone has to earn it going into 2016. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to keep going, so keep sending your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week for an off-season edition of the Pick Six.